Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Passaic Clifton. We're continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. This week's shiur is sponsored by the Nishmas, my father, Rabbi Yosef Meir ben Chaim Kaufman, Zichrono Livracha, as well as Erez's father, Avraham Shlomo ben Shulamit Salma, and the Neshama should have, ben Shulamit Salma, Neshama should have an Aliyah. The daf is Yevamos Daf Tes, and the shiur topic is Chai V'Lavin, according to Rabbi Akiva, just say no. Our Gemara brings down a discussion towards the bottom of Tesman Aleph between Rebbe and Levi. Levi asked Rebbe, why is it that the Mishnah only mentions 15 cases where the Erva potters the Tzara from Yibum? We could have added the case of a 16th situation, which is a Nusas Aviv. What do we mean by Anusas Aviv? So let's just give an example. Let's say Yaakov is married to Leah, and they have a son named Reuven. Meanwhile, Yaakov is also Ma'anis, another woman named Rachel, and a son, Shimon, is born. A few years later, Reuven, who is Yaakov's son from his wife Leah, then marries Rachel, the woman whose father was Ma'anis, along with the second wife named Dinah. Reuven dies without children, and both women fall before Shimon. Now, since Shimon cannot do Yibum with Rachel, as obviously she's his mother, he may also not be able to do Yibum with Dinah, as she's the Tzara of his mother. So here's another example of where a Tzara is not allowed to do Yibum with an Erva. The Gemara says that this is all predicated, the whole case is predicated on the fact that that Reuven can marry Anusas Aviv, the woman who his father raped. It happens to be that the permissibility to marry Anusas Aviv is subject of Machlokas Tanoim between Rabbi Yehuda, who says no, and the Chachamim, who says yes. We saw an allusion to this Machlokas Tanoim earlier on Daf Dalad when we were speaking about Esei Docha Lo Sase. Our Gemara continues and says, our Mishnah is not dealing with cases that involve machlokas. So therefore, the 15 arayos that our Mishnah mentions are l'kulei alma. The Gemara then asks back and says that this isn't necessarily the case, because there's a Mishnah in the second parak that discusses the case of Yibum by Isra Mitzvah and Isra Kedusha. Isra Mitzvah, the Gemara says, are things which are shnios. Isra Kedusha is when we involve a law that has to do with holiness, meaning because of the holy level that we are on or that the person is on, a person cannot marry such a woman. Examples would be psule kahuna, women who are forbidden to a kohen to marry because a kohen is on a certain level of kedusha, plus something like a mamzeres to a Jew, also because of a Jew's status, he's unable to marry a mamzeres. One example of yisuri kedusha would be with two brothers. Let's call them Reuven and Shimon. Shimon then goes and marries Sarah, who is a mamzeres. Shimon dies, and Sarah falls before Reuven for Yibum. The Mishnah says that Reuven does chalitza and not Yibum. As why? We are gozer, be a rishona, ought to be a shenia. This means to say, we don't have him do Yibum, as while the first bia might be a mitzvah, and we would say that the mitzvah of Yibum will push off the iser lav of marrying mamzeres, or as we've said before throughout the Masechta, Esei Docha Lo Sase, the remaining bios are not a mitzvah, and therefore the Esei cannot push off the Lo Sase there. The question the Gemara asks is that this is actually the subject of a debate between the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds there is no Tefisas Kedushin by Chai V'Lavin, which means that there is no marriage. If somebody goes ahead and decides to marry a mamzeres, we don't view it as any type of a binding marriage, in the same way that we would not view somebody who marries his sister as having a binding halachic marriage, because we say kedusha not tofes by an erva. Rabbi Akiva extends this to a chai v'lavin as well. Consequently, according to Rabbi Akiva, there would be no need to do chalitza. Why would there be no need to do chalitza? Why would Reuven not need to do chalitza for Shimon's wife, who's a mamzeres? And the answer, according to Rabbi Akiva, is, since there was no marriage, there was never Zikas Yibum. Zikas Yibum is predicated on the fact that there was a marriage. The Gemara, so, we see over here that this case is mentioned in the Mishnah, even though it is subject to a machlokas. So the Gemara explains that this machlokas is in a later parak. What our Gemara was speaking about was that Mishnayos in the first parak are not involved in Machlokas, but other Mishnayos can be involved in Machlokas. Derech Agav, regarding this opinion of Rabbi Akiva, Tosos on the bottom of Daf Tesem and Aleph in Dibur HaMaschil V'Harei asked the following question of Rabbi Akiva. V'Tema L'Ri. The Ri asks a Tema, a wonder question. Tema questions are the strongest questions that Tosos asks. And here's the question that they ask. The Amaylu Amrina Nami the Rabbi Akiva. Why don't we also say according to Rabbi Akiva? Lacey Asay Vidachi Los Asay. Simply the whole character, the whole case that we've been talking about pretty much throughout the Masechta so far. Say Esi Docha Los Asay. That would allow the Yibum to take place, and things should be the same. We should not have a Machlokas. Now this question is based on the following premise. We've been discussing throughout the Masechta that Arayos are excluded from Yibum because they're Chayvei Krisus. And we say, excuse me, that there is no halach of Es Yedo Chalos Aseh by Chayvei Krisus. However, these cases are only Chayvei Lavin. Why don't we just go and say Es Yedo Chalos Aseh? Excuse me. And allow Yibum according to Rabbi Akiva. Tosus has no answer. Happens to be, there are many answers discussed by the Rishonim and Achronim. I wanted to point out the answer of the Ramban, as explained by Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri. The Ramban writes the following. To Tosus' question, Yishlomar, Dila Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, Gali Rachmana Ba'arayos, the Torah came forward during describing Arayos, the Hua Din L'Chayvi Lavin, and the same thing is true by Chayvi Lavin, areas where a person is not allowed to marry a particular wife because of a negative prohibition, but not involving a misa. The whole de lo mitpisi behu kedushin, as long as there's no tefisas kedushin, as long as no marriage could take place, mafkiye zika, the zika is removed. As Rav Shach explains, the mitzvah of yibum is predicated on the fact that there is a zika, or an attachment, between the yavam and the yavama. A zika is a low level of ishus. It's an incomplete level, but it can't stay the way it is. Either it needs to be completed through Yibum, or removed through Chalitza. When we are speaking about a case of no Tefisas Kedushin, however, we say that there is no Zika bond that forms between the Yavam and the Yavama. Consequently, once this is the case, the whole mitzvah of Yibum never gets off the ground. Now let's get back to the question. The question was, why don't we say Esei Docha Lo Saseh by Chayvei Lavin according to Rabbi Akiva? And therefore, make them do Yibum, or make them do Chalitza, at least following the opinion of the Chachamim. Well, according to the Ramban, it makes sense, because as long as there is no Tefisas Kedushin, there's no Zika, there's no connection. And if there's no Zika, there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So obviously, one's not going to say Esei Docha Lo Saseh when there is no Aseh. Again, just to repeat, the fact that there is no Tefisas Kedushin predicates that there is no Zika or any attachment. And if there's not going to be an attachment, there's not going to be Yibum. And if there's not going to be Yibum, there's not going to be Esei Docha Lo Sosa Say. Now the truth is, according to Rabbi Akiva, we do say that if there was a situation of Tsaros, we would say that Tsara has the same din, Tsara of a Lav, has the same din of Tsara of an Erva. And just like by Tsara of an Erva, we say that just like the Erva is Petura from the Yibum, so too the Tsara is Petura from Yibum as well. Consequently, going to Rabbi Akiva, who equates Chayvei Lavin with Chayvei Krisus in this particular aspect, we would also say that just like the Chayvei Lavin does not do Yibum, she's Petura from Yibum, so too any Tsara also would be Petura from Yibum. And the question is, why is it so? Why would we not allow the Tzara to do Yibum? Now, it's true. There is no Tfisas Kedushin by Chayvei Lavin. But Lamaisa, the whole Petur of Tzara is not just coming from the fact that, oh, we're dealing with one woman is the no Tfisas Kedushin, so then we don't allow the, oh, we say that then it's not going to work by the other woman as well. No, the whole Petur of Tzara comes from a Pasuk. And what's the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Litzrar legalos ervasa aleha bechayeha, which is clearly speaking about erva. And no matter how you slice it, it's difficult to say that Rabbi Akiva would equate a Chayvei Lavin to an erva in this particular case, to call it an erva, to say that Litzror, which is clearly speaking about Arayos over here, and it's telling you that the Tsar of an Erva cannot do Yibum. It's very difficult to say that we would extend this all the way to a Chayv Yelavin when there is no Erva over there. So therefore, I turn to a comment that's brought down by the Brisker Rav, who explains that we see something interesting happening over here. Normally, Yivam, let's call it, let's take the bits of Yibum. We realize that Yibum involves a certain type of Chiddush. And what's the Chiddush? Because in a normal situation, Ishes Achiv is usher to you as an Erva. Period. No way of slicing it. Happens to be that in the situation where the Ach dies without any children, so then the Torah was Mechadish as a mitzvah, or brought to us this mitzvah, this new type of mitzvah, which allows you to marry the brother's wife for the purpose of L'Hakim Shem Hamis. What happens is, how does this work? So, the Brisker Rav mentions this, and we also saw this in the name of Rasalavechik last week, is that the mitzvah of Yibum comes and is mafkia that Isser Erva. It totally removes it. Now, when do we say that it's mafkia the Isser Erva? We say that when there is legitimate Zikas HaYibum. But in a case where there is no Zikas HaYibum, where there is no Yibum attachment, we're not going to say that the mitzvah of Yibum totally removes the Isser Erva. Let's now take this situation according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, by Chayv Lavin, as we mentioned earlier, there is no Zikas HaYibum. Why is there no Zikas HaYibum? There's no Zikas HaYibum because there was no Tefisas Kedushin. Comes the Brisker Rav and adds the following point. The Brisker Rav says that since over here there's no Zikas HaYibum, we're going to be another consequence of that. No Tefisas Kedushin means no Zikas HaYibum. No Zikas HaYibum means the Erva of Eishes Ach was never removed. In other words, the woman, in the case that we spoke about before, let's say that Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon marries a Mamzeres along with another wife. What we're going to say is like this. The way Rabbi Akiva is understanding it, since Shimon and his wife, there was never a Tefisas Kedushin, we are going to say that the Isser of Eishes Ach was never Mufka, was never removed. Once this is the case, and we're going to say that, really, this concept of Eishes Ach is still there, we're going to review the Tzara as a Tzara Sa'erva. In this case, the Erva being Eishes Ach, and as long as there, she is the Tzara of Eishes Ach, we're going to say, just like we've said before, just like the tzara of any erva is going to be putter from Yibum, so too the tzara of Eishes Ach is also going to be putter, because again, we have no mitzvah Yibum to be mafkia this. And what's interesting is it comes out over here, we're saying that there is no Tefisas Kedushin, but somehow the shame of Eishes Ach does chal on this particular woman. With this idea, we can explain that why, according to Rabbi Akiva, we would not do Yibum by this case of the Tzara as well. Thank you very much, Kol Tov. Have a wonderful week.